Good morning, everybody. This is Dan from the Blind Taste Test. How's everyone doing today? I want to welcome you to my second audio posting for the weekend. Today, I am on my way to the second Yankees game of the American League Division Series, the ALDS. Today, we have Freddy Garcia on the mound, and I'll get to that in a second. Before I do, I just want to remind all of you, I'm looking for questions for my audio posts. Maybe you're looking for a restaurant somewhere in New York City. You want a food recommendation. If you have a question for me about, you know, blindness or disability, perhaps you have a question about sports and my beloved New York Yankees, or anything else, just sort of a random question for me, I'm willing to answer all those things. Three ways of doing that. First of all, my new email, blindfoodcritic@gmail.com. That's blindfoodcritic@gmail.com. Also, you can tweet me or send me a direct message at twitter.com/blindblog. And third, there's always the comment section here. Just leave me a comment below, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So, yes, today I'm going to the Yankees game, and a good friend of mine got me the tickets. Thank you so much for that. Freddy Garcia, I like him. He's not one of the best pitchers in major leagues, and certainly I wouldn't compare him to a CeCe Sabathia, but he's definitely done a great job for us this season. I think it's going to be a great game today with an excellent performance from Mr. Garcia. One correction, last time I said that CeCe Sabathia was the second best pitcher in baseball, I got a little bit of flack for that. Okay, that's my opinion. I know other pitchers might have had a better record than him this season. That's certainly possible. But come on, I'm a Yankees fan, so I naturally tend to just root for our players a little more than everybody else. Sort of like, you know, Derek Jeter, who I think is the captain, the greatest player. Obviously, you want to compare his stats to other people. They don't necessarily compare the way you want them to. But, you know, he's still, I think, a role model and one of the best players on the team. Now, somebody on Twitter had a couple of questions for me, so let me address those. First, they asked me, how long have I been blind? Well, thank you for that. I've been blind since I was 3 years old. I've actually answered this question on my interview with Maureen from visionaware.org, which is a great site, and maybe some other places too. Yeah, I've been blind since I was 3 years old, and I had a brain tumor. I know it sounds pretty extreme, and I guess it was, but I try to stay very positive and optimistic about life, so, you know, I was able to get through it. My parents were very, very supportive of me, and I always appreciated that. The problem was that the brain tumor was wrapped around my optic nerve. For those of you who don't know, this is a biology fun fact. The optic nerve connects your eyes to your brain. So, as a consequence, it had to be removed, and so that's it. I became blind, and now I have some light and shadow perception, but I can't see, and that's okay. I'm used to it. Another question was, have I ever been ripped off? That's a really good question, and I thank you for the opportunity to answer that. Yes, I have definitely been ripped off before, but not as often as you might think. People are actually more honest than we would choose or care to believe. You know, I'm always slightly skeptical or paranoid when I get changed back at a store, or, you know, if I'm in a taxi and a driver gives me back change, I'm not sure if it's exactly what I asked for. But generally, things have gone pretty smoothly. The one time that really sticks out in my brain when I think about being ripped off was a baseball card dealer who had a table here in Manhattan on 86th Street when I was a kid. I've been collecting baseball cards for years, and not so much in the last 10 years, but it was a big part of my youth, and I still have many, many cards in my closet. And I remember one day going to him and buying some cards, and he said they were of a certain value, and I believed him. And then when I got home, I found out that, lo and behold, they were worth, you know, a half, a third, or a quarter of what he told me. And that was disappointing, and I felt very, ripped off, obviously. So since then, I've had to sort of educate myself and, be knowledgeable about the cards that I buy so I know ahead of time if people are going to be honest or not. And again, you get burnt once and you learn for life, so I haven't had anything similar happen to me since then, but that was about it. So yes, blind since I was 3, I've been ripped off, but I'm lucky, I'm very, very fortunate. I have some great technology that I use now to help me, get around and to help me just basically compete on an even playing field with my sighted peers. I have the BrailleSense Notetaker. That's a great machine. It has file manager, word processor, address manager, internet and email capabilities, GPS. I mean, it's really great. I like to say it's sort of a laptop for the blind, but it's so much more than that. It's just by saying a laptop for the blind, it's easier than going on for 5 or 10 minutes about it. And then there's the awesome Victor Stream, which is a talking book player for the blind that plays books from many different sources, such as the National Library Service, Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, Bookshare.org, Audible.com, and plus it plays MP3s, which was great. It's like a iPod and book reader all in one. And it speaks to you. It tells you the name of every single file in it. And I just think it's really a nifty and cool item to have around. And there are other little gadgets I have too. I'm a little bit of a tech nerd, although I guess it's all relative. It's really a great thing. So I feel very fortunate to have what I have. So thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. And please come back to the Blind Taste Test. Thanks.